This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Dice. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Smoke weed, do cocaine, find hooker.
Get ready for the social hour.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am your host, Deese, with you as always. Thank you for hanging out for another fantastic episode. We appreciate your diligence. No Monica or Traz this week. I gave them the week off to go enjoy their Halloween and go get hammered. Monica is doing her Monty tour in California. Traz is hopefully still alive. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. But I do have friend of the show and fabulous comedian Jamie Boyd in studio. Jamie, how are you, dear?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And with her, we have Jazzy, the event coordinator at the Reserve, great local venue here in downtown Spokane. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful on this rainy evening.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming down. At top of the show, as always, you know, rate us, review us, find us on iTunes, pantspending.com. You know all the usual. Real quickly before we get into it with our guests, don't forget November 20th at the Spokane Comedy Club, we have the Drink and Debate that I will be hosting with Nick Cavassier. So be there. You can get your tickets now. They are $10 in advance, $16 at the door. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for that. And check out the new Drink and Debate podcast, which I'm hosting. New episodes every Tuesday, which can be found on socialhourpod.com also and on iTunes. This week's, well, if you're listening to this week, the new one was out yesterday. So listen to next week's. Anyway, I love this time travel thing. We have to like pretend yeah. We're doing, we, these release on Wednesdays. So, we're going to talk to our guests. We're going to get right into it. None of the normal segments. This is all just guest centric because we get some great folks in the studio and a lot to talk about. So
I'm thinking we're great already.
They're great. You're great.
I feel like Tony the Tiger. Look at,
yeah, already, man. That's, you know. Hey, if you're in my studio, you're great, right? Oh. That breeds greatness right
breeds
there.
Breeds greatness, yes.
So Jamie runs a promotional company called Empire Northwest Entertainment, and she has a show coming up at the Reserve that I'll throw it to her. Let her tell us about this one.
Sure. Yes, I'm so excited about this show. Comedy is new at the Reserve, so I wanted to start it off just with a huge bang. And so on this show, we've got Don Parkins. He formerly owned Uncle D's Comedy Underground up in Market. He's been doing comedy for, geez, like 30 years. He's done cruise ships, casinos. he...
I feel like cruise ships is the life for a comedian, right? That's the way to go.
I know, right?
You port to port, just drinking. I mean, that's good money, too.
Right? Yes. But he's going to be on there, and we've also got J. Wendell Walker, and he was just he had a Lifetime Achievement Award with a roast at Spokane Comedy Club. And he's been doing it, I mean, it's like over, I want to say 57 years. He is the master of comedy. I mean, he is just like the Yoda for comedians. He's phenomenal. And he's also a really great guy. And then there's Joe Fontenot, who he's been touring the country for 17 years. He's got a couple CDs out.
Yeah.
He's incredibly funny. He has the most energy on stage I've ever seen anyone. Like, he gets off stage and just about falls, you know. He's really, really funny. His comedy is real kind of in your face and edgy. It's just entertaining from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And then there's me. I'm hosting it.
There you go.
And that's for more. Yeah.
And now, this is years of comedy these guys have combined here. Everyone.
Over 100 years
altogether. Over 100 years. Gosh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Back before, these guys got more comedy, like they're back, a combined comedy of like before women could vote.
Yeah, you're right.
What they used to call the good old days.
This is what Noah's Ark was still being
right.
Built.
Jazzy runs he's the event coordinator at the Reserve. So he's the one putting all the fabulous events going on at the Reserve, music, comedy, all sorts of stuff coming up. So he'll tell us about some of that in a minute. But you. Is this going to be you guys are trying to do a regular thing at the Reserve now, right? Comedy wise?
That's right. Yeah. We're doing right now. It's the first Wednesday of every month. Like next month I have Jason Stewart who, he was a writer for the roast for Gene Simmons. He's been on Howard Stern, a regular Howard Stern. He's been doing comedy for, I don't know, 20 some years also.
Jeez.
So, and there's nothing that can replace that. Experience. You can be talented and you can be a brand new comic and, you know, have a good show and, you know, put on a good show, but the experience from these guys is amazing. You know, they could, you know, somebody could drop a tray in the back and they would have people laughing for 5 minutes over, you know, nothing phases them.
Yeah.
They've got stories that are just unbelievable. You know, Jay's like J. Wendell Walker, he's been in a couple different countries, 3-4 countries. You know, I just have immense respect for these guys that have been doing it a long time.
Yeah. So, and these are all Spokane or Spokane adjacent people. So at least this first one, and then you got more coming out after that. So so these are all kind of headliner shows. Then we're not doing any open mics. It's not, you know, just the local stuff all the time. It's
no. See, what I'm doing is like Spokane Comedy Club. They're great. They bring in kind of TV famous comics.
Right.
But when Don Parkins owned Uncle D's, he had these amazing road comics that are touring the country, these amazing headliners that have a huge following. And they're kind of, they've done some amazing things, but they don't necessarily have like a Netflix special.
Right.
And he packed a house up there. So now there's a little bit of a hole in the market because those guys have always toured through Spokane. And since D's is gone, there's not a place for them.
Sure.
And so that's what I'm trying to do is fill that hole. You know, they're phenomenal comics. They put a show,
it's
a
the
good
same headline
good show.
I use on my Tinder profile.
The headliners are all with the exception of this first one, you know, but the headliners are all from all over the country.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm trying to bring in at least, you know, when I can, a local comic, just because it's you know, brings in a little more. I want local comics to also have an opportunity to be hired here locally instead of, you know, normally we have to go travel all over the place. And you know, I want them to get the experience of opening for a nationally touring headliner as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good. It's a little, you get, you know, have it's good to have a mix because when you have the local comics who are actually motivated come in, they do bring a crowd, and then you have the bigger names, the traveling headliners who can bring in a crowd, a new crowd, you know, or people that may not necessarily know the name, but can recognize the weight of that name, you know,
yeah.
that it brings.
And the names that I'm bringing in, they've got some really good credits behind them.
Sure.
You know, I said they're like on their way to a Netflix special. They're just not there yet.
Yeah. And this, it's going to be the first Wednesday of every month. So approximately. So I guess Well, I guess I'll put this. What these episodes usually come out on Wednesdays. I'll put it out tomorrow, so it so we can do it early and get an extra couple days on for you. So and this is at, if you're in the earshot of where we record this show in Spokane, Washington, you go to 120 North Wall Street on November 2nd, Wednesday at 8 p.m. So what's the ticket cost to get into the door here?
$5.
$5 yep. to get in the yep. door. That's a steal.
It is.
That's only $1.25 per comedian.
Well, there you go.
That's
we're cheap.
that's a value.
Well, we're not trying to rob the people. People work hard for what I see here in Spokane. And you know what? You get them in the door, you make them feel comfortable, and they will come back. But we're not trying to, you know, $25, you know?
Right.
No. We want everyone to try to make it. $5, I think it's a reasonable, very reasonable price for headline entertainment.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Even for our bands, where we're charging $5, $6, $7.
Which is perfectly reasonable. I can't stand those bars that downtown, it costs, you know, $10-$15 to get into a bar. I won't go. I'm like, I'm not going to pay that, you know, that's drinking money.
Oh, sure, right,
I want to pay that to the bar.
That's two or three drinks, depending on what you're drinking.
Right. Well, if you're going downtown, that's your parking money.
Oh, yeah, right. That too.
If you can find a parking spot now, it's a disaster down there.
It's getting better. They opened up Wall Street down by the Urban Outfitters between where the old Macy's was at, which is they're working their tails off because there's going to be condominiums and retail shops. So that area to the park, I can actually see the park. And it's beautiful. Nice. And we're just on the one street, just right by the coffee shop, Thomas Hammer.
Any other locations, events, dates for you coming up, Jamie? Or
for me, let's see. We're doing a salute to our veteran show at the Reserve. That's November 11th.
All right,
that's a Friday.
Yep, it's a Friday. It's got myself, Folger Emerson, Ken McComb, Daryl Burns, and Freddie Walker. Okay. And those four are all either active military or former military comedians.
Yep.
So that'll be a fantastic show. So we've got that going on there.
And vets are free for that one. And it's $5 again. It's Friday. Yep. It's a great way to come and salute our and pay tribute to our and honor our veterans. I know a lot of people forget our veterans, so I wanted to do something for the veterans, and I've been getting a lot of great feedback on that. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I worked on a cruise line for 25 years.
Yeah.
not as a comedian or anything, but I'll tell you in a bit. But we get all kind of people from all over the world, and it's just nice to hear their wonderful stories, whether it's happy or sad. They're great stories, no matter if it's happy or sad stories, because it is a part of our life.
Right.
Yeah. But I had something cool happen to me. I'm posting these shows on Facebook and talking about setting them up and all that. So Northern Winds Casino in Montana, it's a strange town, Box Elder, Montana.
Okay.
They got a hold of me, and it's a native guy that books their stuff there, and they want to start doing comedy. So they basically said, hey, we really like the shows you're putting on, the caliber of the comics at the Reserve. Can you book them with us? So now the comics, with the exception of this show, but starting in December, the comics that are at the Reserve, Jason Stewart, Michael Glatzmeyer's opening for him, the next day they move on to do the casino.
Oh, wow.
So it's become this, you know, 2-day run, which for comics, way cool. You know, it's a long drive. It's a 6-hour drive, but that's kind of the nature of the beast.
I'm trying to think where that is.
It's the nature of the beast in comedy, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just as excited about these names as I am. It'll be pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know about driving in December, but we'll do it. We're from Spokane, you know.
It's all right. Well, you can make it.
It's Montana. You're going to have a carriage and a horse, wagon train. It's Big Valley.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Big Valley.
Going over to Missoula, Montana next week, and I guess I'm doing I'm going to do a short set and open mic over there.
Are you really?
Yeah, on a Thursday night. I got a buddy of mine who runs a room over there, and he's like, come do an open mic. Cause I used to stand up. It's been years, and I'm supposed to.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So yeah. I just don't do it. Cause I don't, it's not my preferred form of comedy. I just don't like, I don't have that discipline to like sit down and want to write a set. And like, it doesn't mean anything to me, you know, like I'll do it, but it's like, it's whatever. I like this. Like I like writing comedy, like sitcoms and stuff. Like right now I'm punching up a script for a well, a pilot series and stuff. Like, I like that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I told him I was going over. He's like, oh, come do this. I'm like, all right. So I figure it's a good icebreaker, too, because I'm supposed to do – I have a challenge. Someone challenged me to do an open mic set here at the comedy club.
Uh-huh.
And so we're I figure I'll do that and then at least, you know,
a challenge.
Put some legs back under yeah. me for being yeah. on stage.
I haven't heard the word challenge in a while. Remember when everyone went crazy for the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
That kind of fizzled out real quick. It dried up quickly.
Did you do it, Jeff?
You want to know? Yes, we did. And guess where we did it at?
Where?
Iceland.
Are you making that up?
No.
You did the ice bucket challenge in Iceland.
In Iceland. I was on the cruise ship.
Did you just dunk your head in like the water? Just, right? Just like into a mountainside?
It was awesome.
I bet it was.
It was awesome. Iceland is a treat.
I bet. That's crazy.
Actually,
though,
I've heard it's pretty gorgeous there. It's not what you... When you think Iceland, you just think like in the Antarctic. And I've heard
that's polar bears
very
and
green
stuff, yeah.
and beautiful
well,
there.
Well, the funny part about it is Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
It's opposite.
Yeah. It is opposite.
So,
yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, I did that ice bucket challenge. I did not anticipate the level of hurt that would, you know, it's big chunks of ice.
Oh, sure.
And they scooped it. I was at a bar. They scooped it right out of the big ice thing and just dumped it. Oh, it hurt. It was brutal.
how we did it was the ship was in Iceland and it was actually between the icebergs, between Greenland and Iceland. And we're outside in the pool on the ship. So we did the ice bucket challenge.
Right.
In Iceland.
Very
in
literal.
Iceland. Yeah, it worked. It worked. And that's the truth.
Nice.
So, all right. Well, yeah, check out those dates. We've got the November 2nd, the at the Reserve,
November
120 North Wall, and November 11th, both at 8 p.m.
Yes.
Are,
both $5 to get in. So,
yep.
But yeah, both great shows. You get some great headliners on the 2nd and some awesome kind of more local talent, but supporting the military. On the 11th, so go see both those shows. Jamie, do you have any other dates coming up or anywhere where people are going to...
Yeah, I'm doing... Here's a show I'm a little bit freaked out about. Because on November 10th, I'm doing a show at... it's basically hospice at the VA. Which I think laughter is the best medicine. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't... I mean, I jumped all over
doesn't
the show.
Doesn't cure an amputated
no,
leg.
No, but like, I mean... Okay, here's my thinking. When she first asked me to do it, I'm like, that sounds great. You know, like, you know, they're terminal patients. Everybody needs to laugh. And the more I think about it, I'm like, oh, dear God. Like, what do I say? Well, I'm going to how's about that Grim Reaper? Like, right. I'm just like, oh, my God, I don't know what to say.
Right.
Yeah.
How good of a sense of humor do they have about it?
I know.
You know,
I don't know.
Tiptoe a little.
I don't know.
Bring a pet with you. That would cheer them up.
I know. You got to bring a pet. Yeah.
Bring an eagle.
So I've got that, and then November 25th at The Pin, that's an all-ages show. There's a couple great comics that are on that, too. And that's I have not been to The Pin, but you know where it's at. It's right downtown.
I know where it's at. It's above Chicken and Mao.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice. Yes.
It's an interesting room. It's actually not a bad room for comedy. It's probably – actually, I'd probably say it's a great room for comedy. I just don't think the I don't think it's been known. No one's ever tried to do it there.
Yeah.
So it's been a music venue forever. It's been like eight things over the years, I feel like, since I moved here.
Oh, didn't
it
used to be the A Club?
Yes.
Okay, yes, that yes. Place. I fell down those stairs on New Year's Eve a couple years ago. Those stairs are dangerous,
they are.
Though.
They're very steep and dangerous. Yeah. But it's a great room. It would be an awesome room for comedy, so I'm glad someone's doing it there. I think it has a lot of potential up that upstairs area.
Warning.
Yeah, that's when you know it's time to go home. When you're falling downstairs.
Warning.
Cinderella had to go find her pumpkin.
And in a little bit here, we are going to try to talk to Joe Fontenot, one of the comedians who's going to be on that show. We're going to do the first ever attempt at a phone in, and we're going to see how it works. So everyone stay tuned for that. But let's talk to Jazzy for a second. Jazzy, tell us about, I just met Mr. Jazzy, the Jazzy,
the Jazz Man,
Sir Jazzy, his jazzness. So the a few moments ago before we started the show. So I know nothing about you.
All right,
give me the too long did not read version.
All right. First of all, I'm very new to Spokane.
What brought you to Spokane?
I get asked that all the time. Uh-huh. All right. I just recently finished working on a cruise ship, but I lived in Portland, Oregon, for 12 years. I'm an East Coast guy, born in New Jersey. Lived in Chicago for over 27 years. And then I came west and lived in LA a little bit, a couple of years, and then of course Portland for 12. I love Portland. How I got there was just through energy and people, great people. I always heard the Northwest was great, and I love Seattle. Cruising out of Vancouver and Victoria, British Columbia,
nice,
love it. So Portland was me. It was my zen. I'm single. I'm outgoing, and you can do anything you want in Portland,
yes,
and
you can.
People don't care.
Yeah.
That's put it lightly.
And I moved there at a great time when rent and everything was affordable. What made me move from Portland is because it got too hot. And I mean, with real estate, and everybody on the planet wants to come to Portland and have come to Portland. So I got forced out because it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
Now I wanted to stay on the West Coast, so it was between Bellingham and Spokane, and I asked my guests on the cruise ship at the time, where should I go? And 90% of the people told me to go to Bellingham. They told me don't go to Spokane. They had so many bad names for Spokane. So I went last August during your heat wave, the beginning of August. I went 3 days in Bellingham, not knowing anyone, and 3 days here. I had a checklist. I'm a city person, so I needed a city that had transportation, that had good restaurants, and that I had a future. Bellingham is lovely, but it's either really young with college or really old. And it just reminded me of just, it was nice, but it wasn't me. Because I was thinking about, what am I going to do in January and February when I want to go out to a bar or a restaurant or walk around the park? And Bellingham just didn't have that for me. When I came to Spokane, you had a river. You had the Veterans Arena. You had some great restaurants, you had some charm, you had some history, and I fell in love with just what I saw, a city that reminded me of Portland. It has the groundwork of Portland, the river, the arena, downtown, and fixtures. And I'm like, this city is going to be something. And the airport, I love the airport because I was the only one at the TSA line.
It is nice.
And the thing is that I can get to Portland. I can get to Seattle or Bellingham. And I have friends down in Boise. I can get to Boise all within under an hour.
Sure.
So this is a great location. And then, of course, I never knew I would fall in love with cowboys and lakes and things. I'm a city person. Yeah. But I think one
charm to it, right?
I think one thing missing in my life was nature. Because city, like Chicago, don't have the nature. They have the architect, the buildings. New York has the buildings, but they don't have, I can go outside and look at greenery in Portland or here, the mountains.
It's kind of built into Spokane and Portland.
And then, you know, our neighbors right next door, Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene?
Coeur d'Alene, yeah.
Coeur d'Alene. Yeah, Coeur d'Alene, yeah, beautiful. And I was there during the summer. My friends took me on their boat, and I just had a great time. So I fell in love with this place, and I moved here, and I live in Browns Addition.
Browns Addition is great,
so
too.
So it's a 15-minute walk downtown, 8-minute walk to Andes.
There you go.
Andes is the halfway point. And then, you know, the library, so I love it.
So
and
when did you move here? When was
I moved here October 24th last year.
So a year.
About a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I actually love it. Yeah. And working on the cruise line, I was never home. Whether it was I was being in Fort Lauderdale or Chicago or Portland, I would come home and stay home 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and I'm back out to somewhere sunny. So I didn't mind the snow or the cold weather because I knew I was going to be in the Caribbean or I'll be in Greece or down in Australia somewhere.
He's just bragging.
That's
now.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard. I'll just stay in Spokane instead. I'm in the Greece, you know, Caribbean, whatever.
But you know what, brother and sister? You know, the thing is that I wanted to get grounded. I wanted to see something grow. Now, you can take that however you want. I always tell the people, I want to see a plant grow because every time I would get plants, I have to give them away because I was always gone for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months. I want to get a dog. I just wanted to be grounded. Yeah. I wanted to have a land.
Well, you did the cruise ship for 25 years. I could see how you would want
very,
that after
very
a while.
And everything is perfect, actually, because my bed's made, my food's cooked for me, and everything, you live in this bubble. It's kind of like the Truman Show.
Yeah,
really
I bet,
is.
I bet,
it really is.
Yeah.
So now that I'm not in a Truman Show, I've got a wake-up call.
So your checklist, you mentioned a couple things on your checklist, Jazzy. One of them was restaurants. I moved here about 7 years ago from L.A., and I struggled with restaurants for food for a long time. I think in the last couple of years, Spokane has come up in a lot of ways. But I want to ask you your favorite restaurant in Spokane.
Well, it's like a 50-50 thing because we all have what we want out of a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Steelhead, Love Steelhead.
Steelhead's good. Steelhead's great. Great. Yeah.
All right. Steelhead. I just recently went to Spencer's, and I liked it because it was casual, but the food was top-notch.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Churchill, so I cannot compare it, but I enjoyed Spencer's. And yes, just for like your everyday restaurant, I love sushi, and living in Portland or heading up in Vancouver, you know it's sushi land.
Yeah.
Some people like sushi.com. Some people like the Wave. I'm a Wave, but I don't drive, so I know there's other places, and I will get to you eventually. But I like the Wave because they have a couple of great rolls on their menu that is just outstanding.
I was going to say the Wave because one of my best friends actually owns the Wave.
I love the Wave. And that, he did not pay me to say that.
No, I did not. But that is one of my favorite places. I'm there quite a bit. So let me make a restaurant suggestion for you if you've never been there. And you probably walk by it quite a bit if you're living in Brown's Addition and walking to downtown. But Scratch.
Right in the Mont Vale. It's Scratch and Rain.
Scratch is, for my money, the best restaurant in Spokane, hands down.
Is it really?
Absolutely.
I haven't been there, but I've heard
about
it.
I will go.
Right now, they have a Groupon, too, by the way. I just bought, like, three. But they're really, really nice food. It's just as good as Spencer's, except it's not a la carte. They have a better menu. It's more unique. You know, they have things like duck and lamb and like buffalo steaks, like interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's less expensive and better, in my opinion.
So, I walk by pretty much every day.
Yeah. It's on First Street right there, like First and Lincoln.
It's in the Mont Vale.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with Dick's.
Stick with Dick's.
In fact, I have a tattoo that says that.
But what about restaurants, Jamie?
By the way, real quick. 3 weeks ago, my friend Candy took me to Dick's. Yeah? I've never had a Dick. a Dick's burger. So I finally had a Dick's burger, and I put on the Facebook, where's the beef? I finally had some tasty dicks in Spokane. And boy, did my Facebook just blow up.
Oh, I bet.
But it was tasty, you know. Good, yeah. You know, if you like that type of food. And
It hits the spot sometimes. I mean, yeah. You can't do it every day. Every once in a while, you just got to have some
dicks. You can't do dicks every day.
You can't do dicks every day.
But you know what?
I thought you were writing that down, Deez.
But you know what? I'm going
to
tell you.
Self.
Advice are good.
But I'm going to tell you real quick. People make fun of the word dick. I mean, you got Dick's Sporting Good. And then you had Whiskey Dick's, which was a bar here, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
But when I was down in Key West, they had a seafood restaurant called Krabby Dick's.
Yeah. Krabby Dick's.
Down in Central America, in Costa Rica and like Panama and stuff, they have a 7-Eleven type place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Supercocks. I'm not joking you. And there's some sort of translation I guess I don't understand. There's the first time I was down there, and I was, you know, actually just riding my bike through this village and down the coastline, and there's like nothing for long ways, and then we come along this little mart on the side of the road. Supercocks. They're everywhere, it turns out.
Supercocks are everywhere down there.
I'm thinking it's chicken. Has something to do with chicken.
I don't know.
Cock chicken.
Well, you'd think they speak Spanish down there. I don't know why it'd be pollo, but it was just Supercocks.
Supercocks.
Okay.
Moving on.
That's awesome.
So anyway, I'm here in this beautiful city of Spokane, and very friendly. And when I first got here, actually, I became part of GSI. The Greater Spokane Incorporated, because I wanted to connect with the community. Also, bring some diversity here in Spokane, because the funny thing is that people say, why are you moving to Spokane, blah, blah, blah. They go, you know, there's only 1.5 African-Americans that live in Spokane. I said, yeah, I'm the one, I'm the point, and I'm the five. But there is, and it's getting better.
It's getting better.
Our medical... facilities here is amazing. The schools, the hospitals, and I see a lot of growth coming to Spokane since I've been here. So it's coming.
I feel like we're on the cusp of a lot of growth. Especially with entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's happening quickly. Yeah, I moved away from Spokane I was only gone for 2 years, but I missed it. And I was so happy to come back. And I driving into town after I had moved away and coming back, just looking at the river, and I looked at it through different eyes, and I just thought, it's beautiful. Who has a river running right through their city like that?
Right.
The waterfalls, all of that. Yeah. I take it for granted sometimes.
I fell in love with it. Again, you walk around, and I can walk around the nice loop from Brown's Addition over to Kendall Yards and back around town all within 25 minutes. Yeah. It seems like it's far, but it's not. It's a great walk, and
beautiful.
You go down a peaceful valley, and you can do a little walking along the river, and and I've met some amazing people. There are still the old school here, which young people, old school is people who are just real, and they know what the foundation of life is. I call them old school people.
I call them deep character, people with deep character.
There's a lot of that there. There's a lot of helping hands here, and I found that being here a year and five days.
So let's get back to what you do real quick. You are the event coordinator at the Reserve.
Yeah.
So tell us some of the events coming up at the Reserve.
Well, I've just recently took on this responsibility. When I was here on vacation real quick from the cruise ship, I was talking to my friend Candy, and we were walking around. I said, there's nothing for, I'm 53. I said, there's nothing for the elder to go dance or, after events. There is one or two places like Zola's and things like that, which I highly recommend. That's a great place. But there's no place. And I just happened to be walking by the Reserve in the summer, and it didn't have a name on it. And there was lights flashing. I walked in and started talking to the owners, and 10 days later, because it was the 6th, I got hired on the 16th, they hired me. And I said, I'm here to make change. I want to bring maturity downtown. Because downtown, you got Bastango's, Volstead, 24 Taps, and you got Twigs, and a couple other bars, the Davenport and so on. But there's no place to go after the piano bar or something like that, Riddler's.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring change. So they've had some entertainment at the Reserve, and if you ever walk by, you may have seen punk bands and metal bands and EDM shows. There was nothing of consistency that would draw someone 40 plus that want a little maturity.
Mm-hmm.
So I got hired, and I took on a promoter to give me some of the really good quality bands in our area of Spokane. So we've already had the Step Brothers, great R&B soul
band.
Sorry,
hold on, Jazzy. I'm going to slow you down real quick. Just adjust this so it just keeps picking up everything, every movement on there. It's like my audio mind is going to drive me nuts when I have to edit this. Sorry.
All right.
We go.
But you know
we're better. Go ahead.
We've already had the Step Brothers.
Yes.
They packed the house.
Nice.
And Gladhammer is part of the Smash It Carnival type band. They do 80s and all that. And they were great. They had Garrett Bartley, Ryan Larson. But moving forward from our Wednesday with our entertainment with the comedians, we have solid entertainment for 3 straight months at the Reserve. Coming up on Wednesday, the Legends of Comedy. And then on Thursday, the first Thursday every month, we have Sapphire. We have belly dancing. We have 3 of Spokane's finest belly dancers.
They are phenomenally
talented.
I've
actually heard a lot of people talk about that on Facebook.
The first time I ever heard about that, I kind of made fun of it, but then actually watched a show. Highly entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, they were belly dancing with, like, fire, and I mean, it was just amazing. I was impressed.
So the first Thursday of every month, we do belly dancing, and we have a band called Sapphire. And then on Friday, we have Charlie Butts and the Filter Tips, and then we have Hot Club of Spokane coming up on that Saturday. And just moving forward, I'm just going to throw this out here. I'm not going to give you the dates. You can follow us on Facebook, The Reserve, The Events. We have Malanga, Sarah Brown, The Cronkites, Sole Proprietor.
Cronkites.
Nice.
Cronkites have a good following, too.
Uh-huh, they do.
Sammy Eubanks.
He's good.
Green, which is Ron Green's band.
Yeah.
B Radicals, Buffalo Jones.
Oh, Buffalo! My good friend Glenn Case is the bass player for Buffalo Jones. He also has a show on the Pants Pending Network that we are on called Case No Point. So listen to that. They are amazing, though. So great, great,
nice.
Fantastic band.
And we got Step Brothers coming back, and we have on the 23rd of December. I'm really happy to have this. It's going to be an early show, and it's going to be complimentary. Everyone's downtown shopping, and people may be wanting to leave town a little late at night. I said, let's do something early. So around about 3 p.m. in the afternoon on the 23rd of December, which is a Friday, we're going to have Kathleen Cavender, which is jazz.
Nice.
And I want to jazz up your Christmas.
Jazz up your Christmas.
And just looking on forward, we got New Jack City coming and so on, another R&B soulful. So what I want to do is bring solid acts to the Reserve, and well, we can get the maturity crowd. So on Friday, you know you can go there. Any Friday, it's going to be something going on that you would like, or sure. a Saturday.
Yeah.
And once a month, this has been a hit since the summer. I do a disco night, mm-hmm. authentic disco from the 70s sure. and 80s. Donna
Studio
Summer.
54 shit.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And we get an excellent turnout.
Mm-hmm.
And then downstairs in the vault, for you guys who do not know what the reserve is, it was an old bank. It was the Sterling Bank headquarters here in Spokane. So we have a vault where I guess we'd keep all the money and the jewels at.
Mm-hmm.
So downstairs in the vault, we have arcade pinball machines. We got Miss Pac-Man.
It's super cool.
Yeah, it's super yeah. cool. And we have some pinball machines down there, fun. But also we have an area we can have bands and a DJ, and we do house night down there. Chicago, New York house music with some great Spokane DJs and mm-hmm. also DJs that come up from Portland.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So we're making it a nice venue for a city. It's a city.
That's a good way
venue.
To put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's gorgeous in there.
It is nice. Yeah. No, when it used to be a place called The Vault.
Yeah.
My friend owned it, actually. So I've been all over in that place. I've been in there since they opened it as the reserve a couple times to watch they were doing the open mics and
mm-hmm.
stuff. So I've been in there a few times. It's a great space.
Gorgeous, yeah.
It's an awesome space. I'm glad someone's doing something good with it. I'm going to throw a couple names at you real quick, Jazzy.
Yes.
That I think you should remember for people who would be good to be there. Haley Young. And she has her group is Bossamy.
We have them coming.
Perfect.
They're booked.
Awesome.
Hold on, wait.
They're fantastic.
They are booked.
Haley Young's a sweetheart.
I love her too, and I've heard her at the
at Zola.
At Zola's on a Wednesday.
Every Wednesday they're at Zola's.
So we have them coming.
Perfect.
Nice.
January 6th, I think.
Nice.
Carrie O'Neill. Carrie O'Neill is an awesome local talent. She's been on the show a few times. I love Carrie, sweetheart, and great music. And a small little duo called the Marco Polo Collective. It's a guy who plays guitar and sings, and then just a drummer, but very simple, down tempo, very, very low key. Not like a huge crowd starter, but if you just want some mellow background music while people are enjoying an evening, perfect. They're amazing. So, Caleb, why am I forgetting the other guy's name right now? I'm sorry. Marco Polo Collect. Now I feel bad. but they are, Patrick, they're great. So those are some good names to get in there. And they all have followings, especially I know Haley and Carrie really have huge followings. Carrie just released an album, actually. So
nice.
Yeah, I think she's playing at the Bing this week or something, too.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's well known. All right. Let's see here. Okay, what do we want to do? We're going to do our first experiment. We're going to try and call Joe.
Okay.
So we'll plug that into your headphone jack.
Okay. Joe.
And Joe Fontenot, I met Joe years ago. Actually, I met him not long after I first moved to Spokane. and actually, what funny story, I met him through a mutual friend, and we were all drinking after a show he did. And one of the first things he said to me, because we were all sitting around talking, I didn't even know him, he looks at our mutual friend, he goes, "I don't like this guy. He's funnier than me right now."
Oh, yep, that's Joe.
All right.
You may just go ahead.
Yep, go ahead and dial him up, and let's see how this works out. And we're all just going to kind of have to yell at the phone.
Joe is so East Coast to me. And when we talk,
yeah.
I feel like Brooklyn and, you know, me being from that part, I get him. I'm excited to see him on Wednesday. Can you believe it's just a few days away?
I know.
Oh, yeah, he's coming. Yeah.
Oh, well, let me see here.
I hope it's not that Notebook 7.
No,
oh, yeah, right?
Yeah,
the phone explodes in your hand.
It's like
it's a phone from Get Smart.
You write down those names.
I will. Yeah. I will. I get shitty service down here too, so that might be part of it.
Right, they're thinking, "Where are you in Spokane?" You keep saying down here. We're down under. It's kind of like Colonel Clink.
Yeah.
down in the underground of Spokane.
It's my bunker for when Trump gets elected again. I got my safe haven.
Can you believe that's just 2 snaps away?
Oh, I know.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
It's ringing.
We'll see here.
See if he's around.
See if he answers.
It's a Sunday.
You better answer Jamie. I know. He doesn't answer Jamie. Sends it to voicemail.
I know. It's so quiet. Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
I heard ringing. We got the ringing at least.
Joe. Hey, you're on air, yeah. So be careful. We're trying this out.
Can you hear us, Joe?
Yeah, I can hear you. Is there an echo on this?
Yeah, we're going to get a little bit of feedback just because this is an imperfect system, but it's probably running.
Try the Facebook one a little bit better, actually.
The Messenger app? Better.
Yeah, oh. I tried to answer it.
Oh, maybe.
Should I try that?
Call him through the Messenger.
Okay. Oops. We got a lot of editing to do. All right, I'm going to call you on that, okay? All right. Oh. Yeah, there's.
Wow, it sounds like you're. Twice. I can hear you echo.
I don't know why I keep on.
All right, well, that was Joe Fonno, everyone. Thanks for joining the show. We appreciate you being on. So I wonder if I can call him through my. I wonder if I can call him through the computer.
Ooh.
Hold on, I just had a fucking idea.
Oh, man. God. Oh, look at. My favorite Martian.
You want me to hang up?
I don't know. Hold on, not yet. Start a video. Hey! Yeah, I can try and maybe video call him through Facebook.
Hello?
Hello?
There we go. I called him through Facebook on there. Would it be easier on the computer?
Maybe.
We're trying a couple things here.
This is the first time we've tried this, Joe. You're our pilot series here. Can you hear us okay?
A little bit, yeah. I think I can hear you guys okay.
It's cleaner.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, we're doing it.
Excellent.
Look at that.
Tell him who he's with.
Joe, you are with Dees. You know Dees. You're with Jamie. I think you know Jamie. I think you've
yes.
heard of her. and we're also with Jazzy in studio. He is the, I feel like I have to say her name, like especially like Jazzy. Like, it's not, you can't be like Jazzy. It just doesn't work that way.
Hi, Joe.
So, everyone, Joe Fontenot on the phone here, calling in from Portland, Oregon. He is going to be on the show this Wednesday, the 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Reserve. Again, that's 120 North Wall Street. Joe, how's it going out there in Portland?
Is it raining?
Oh, I'd be lying if I said no.
It's raining here.
So are you excited to be coming back
raining
to...
meth.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, that's welcome back to Spokane when you get here too. It's no different.
He's in Southeast Portland. That explains it.
I'm not going to know the difference at all.
Yeah, it'll just be another river and some more meth. Some other people who have weird mustaches. So Joe, you're going to be up here Wednesday. How long are you going to be in town for?
How long is my set?
depends on how the crowd responds.
It's not an insult or anything at all. I just have another show right afterwards, but I'll be right
the very next day. He's in Vancouver.
I just have to. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, the train leaves at 2:45.
I know.
Which I like to take the Greyhound because as soon as I get on the Greyhound, I feel like I'm already in Spokane.
So. Yep.
So you're gonna be doing the show. What do you got going on out in Portland? Tell us a couple of. You got any dates coming up? You said Vancouver. What are some of the other things you have coming up?
Vancouver. I got a Salem date, and then I have another date in Southeast Portland, or is it the call up Stabby Portland?
Are they specific dates or just?
it's where you're going to eat.
Or do we need to call your agent?
I just hold a sign and tell them knock knock jokes.
Just say I stand on a corner. I can be funny and hope somebody throws a nickel at you. Now I heard rumor that you may be coming back to Portland or Spokane on a more permanent basis. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate.
That is accurate. Are you sound excited about that?
I know, right?
No, I am. I actually absolutely am.
Boy, he sounds so just tame.
I know.
Did the Giants lose today or something? What happened?
No, the
man?
Giants are off. The Jets won. I'm a Giant and Jet fan, by the way, too.
The Giants lost to the bye week by 21 points.
Oh yeah, that sounds about accurate.
No, the Seahawks lost though.
Seahawks did lose. Good.
He hates the Seahawks.
I don't care.
He didn't like the Seahawks.
I'm a Raiders fan. My Raiders won. That's all I know.
They're doing good.
So. When are you coming back to Spokane to join us, Joe?
Wednesday. Probably middle, in a couple weeks, actually. A
couple weeks.
We're doing the whole, you know, nail the apartment down thing and have them, you know, check you out and, you know, call your references up and all that good stuff. So,
yeah.
It should be interesting. Mm. Back in.
Well, just give my number if you need a reference.
So who are we going to have, a blow-up doll on Wednesday?
No, he'll, well, permanently he's coming back in 3 weeks. I mean, we're not going to be married and he's in Portland and I'm here. Although our marriage may last longer that way. I don't know.
That's
I've heard.
So that's who you're marrying?
Yes, I'm marrying Joe.
You did not tell me this.
Yes,
I know,
yes.
I was trying to answer it. I didn't know. That's you asked why I was kind of being weird because I didn't know. I was like, okay, what have you told everybody here?
What I don't know. What have you told everyone, Jamie?
You pay attention to a lot of my Facebook.
Sure do.
Yeah, so for the
list. I've seen a like from you in quite a while there, bro.
She's been planning this show, so
yeah.
You know.
He, you know what's funny is he sits there, he'll post something and he sits there and waits to make sure people like it. And if he doesn't get enough likes, he takes it off.
Sure.
He's dead serious about his Facebook
posts. I'm not doing this for myself, people, okay?
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the people.
That's right.
For the people. The people have spoken. People have spoken.
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Well,
I treat it like it's my own personal open mic.
Yeah, that's it should be. I used to, when I first created my Facebook, I set all the settings so no one could post anything on my page or comment on any of my posts.
Really?
And I'm like, this is a one-way stream of consciousness. I don't give a fuck about what you people have to say. Like, you just listen to me.
See, you're a comedian, exactly. You're already,
no, I don't
you're
care.
Well on your
I've got
way.
The narcissism down and the angst, I feel like. So.
Try marrying a comedian.
That's gonna be funny because who's gonna be funnier?
Oh, we go at it over this. We get asked it all the time. You know what's that like?
We all know who's.
Do you wake up in the middle of the night and go?
we'll have these conversations where it'll roll into like a joke or a story, and then we'll have a huge argument over who owns it. You know, like who started it, who said the funniest
who
things,
gets
you know,
to use
who
that
gets
bit.
To use that bit. Yeah.
What happens when you guys divorce? Do you guys have to like break up the, like instead of your assets, you're like dividing jokes? Like, no, okay, you can have the one about Alabama, but I'm getting one about the amputee. So,
that's right. Yep.
Well, there's actually a really funny story where we were in, we first got together.
I knew he was going to tell this story.
I can't necessarily tell the joke right now, but.
Sure you can.
I still believe to this day that it's mine, and I have a joke pre-up.
Pre-up,
all right. You got to sign the jokes away.
Developing, but the joke kind of went whatever. I made a joke about something, and you know she kind of tagged it a little bit, and then I made the joke, and I'm like, oh my god, it's really good, you know. And so the idea was for me to take it, because you know I'm funnier.
Right.
I find out I leave. To go on the road, and I come back and found out that she just did the.
It was an accident.
I was like, sorry.
No, it
sorry.
Was an accident.
It actually just came out.
It did. I was up doing a set, and then I was short, and I just told it, you know. And I was like, I can never tell it again. It
just happened.
It did.
We're working divorce court already.
Yeah. What's the? Can you tell us the joke, Joe? Here's what I want you to do. I want each of you to tell the joke. We'll see who tells it better.
You know what? It wasn't even a whole joke yet. It was just something really stupid that
Cody the coat hanger.
It's a bad joke anyway.
A coat hanger with Joan Crawford?
It's a bad joke anyways. It didn't work when I did it, and it's just a bad joke. It's we just have
well,
to
maybe
bag
Joe
it
can, maybe Joe can make it work.
Bad because she. It's only bad because she told it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh.
See, there's a glimpse into our lives.
Right? This is it's verbally abusive.
It was never a fully formed joke.
I'm just going to say, all I'm going to say is the title of the joke was Cody the Coat Hanger, and my ex that I had just broken up
God.
And Jamie and I weren't together yet happened to have a situation or thought she had a situation. So I was going to name
God, this is such a bad
situation
joke.
Cody.
involving an abortion and a coat hanger, named the kid Cody.
Sure.
I was like, it's stupid anyways. See?
Stupid anyways, then why'd you try it?
Because I panicked. I told you, it was an emergency joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just killed it for you and saved your embarrassment.
I feel like there's something there.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why I'm having a joke pre-up.
Yeah.
It's a pre-up joke.
Cody the Coat Hanger sounds like he could be a great kind of spokesman for a skit I wrote and filmed a couple years ago called Pre-Choice.
Yeah.
It's about a prepaid abortion service.
Oh, God.
It's kind of like insurance.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I feel like we need to talk about this. I might license.
Good skit for Adult Swim as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I might have to license Cody the Coat Hanger for my pre-choice. Yeah, we may need Cody.
Where's Tasha when you need him? Cody the Coat Hanger.
Right.
It was such a terrible joke anyways.
But it's funny.
But this happened how many years ago? Like 3-4 years ago? That's and it still comes up. The time I stole the joke.
That's how she defends that she did it. But this makes... like you guys be the judge and jury on this. This is how she defends that she did it. She said it was an emergency and said it was a terrible joke anyways. But yet she still did it. No, I can't ever do it.
Now she just took it off your plate.
I did. Okay, listen. I stole the joke. There. Are you okay now? I will just concede because I stole the joke.
You're like the Native American Carlos Mencia.
I am. Oh, no. No.
Look, all I got to say is that joke was going to be huge. It was going to be fantastic. All
right? Super classy.
Walls around my jokes.
Yeah,
she's going to pay for them.
I think you guys should do a night of comedy where you write each other sets and then
try to
do each other's sets.
Reverse it.
And see who does it better.
That would actually be hilarious.
That could be something.
I would just... Are you trying to get me to sleep on the couch, too? Yeah.
I think he would fit in the love seat, wouldn't he? He's that short. He could fit right in the love seat.
Oh. I think it'd be a good challenge. That'd be fun to watch.
I think so, too.
I would just take it to an extreme. I would just be like, you know, vagina, native, vagina.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, vagina. See, this is what I would do. I mean, even though she's hilarious, see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I would just be a jerk, and next thing you know, I'm getting punched, and she would just go up like, oh, balls.
I just want the part at the end of the show where you pull fry bread out of your tits, Joe.
Pull it out from under your balls.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
I carry a lot of things around here.
All right. Well,
my dignity, respect.
Come on. We gave those up long ago. Let's be fair. You can't be a comedian and have dignity and self-respect,
not really,
right?
No. Mm-mm. Nope.
All right, Joe. Well, we appreciate you calling in. We are going to...
Off.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 45 an hour almost already.
45 hours.
Yeah, 45 feels like it. No, I do this every fucking night now. I've got 3 shows the next 3 days I got to do.
Oh wow, you got to do a whole hour for
it. God, I know. It takes me longer to edit these things.
That must be tough, man.
It is. It's working hard, man. So, I was going to say when God, I need a IV and a nap. When you get to Spokane, I want to try and get you in studio with Jamie. You guys come in and do a show.
That'd be cool. What'd you say? Joe?
Talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Well, you know, it'd be great. Get them while they're still separate. And then get them then when they get married.
Yeah.
See how the lingo changes.
There's a pool going. There's a, what's the, All Comedy Radio 1450 that he's on all the time. They have a pool going about how long our marriage is going to last. Basically, they have it about 6 weeks.
What's the over? 6 weeks? The over under?
The over under, Joe. They were just talking about this.
Well, yeah, it's just because, like, I go on the road, like, the longer I go on the road, maybe it'll last longer.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to have to do, like, a world tour, like a 6-year world tour.
I don't understand when you're, like, it's not just, like, marrying a comic. You got to marry a native, which is, there's a whole bunch in that, which is scary. Like, I can't take too much of the bed, or she'll think I'm taking her land.
Right. You're coming back.
It's completely awkward. There's just a lot of stuff, dude, you know?
Hey, you can't litter? We've all seen that commercial. One single tear.
I drop one cigarette butt and there's like a tear going.
Yeah, it's just tear, yeah.
Then I gotta take a picture and make a meme of it.
The
I pee on the toilet
favorite seat one time, dude, and she thinks I'm trying to make a pipeline through the bathroom.
Oh, good one. There you go.
Oh. So where can people find you? Twitter, Facebook?
Everywhere. JoeFano.com. Facebook. I hate Joe F.
All right.
It is. That's what it is.
I hate Joe F.
I'm trying to cover all my bases.
Yeah. Are you on Twitter?
And there's a Twitter. Everything you can find on my website, JoeFano.com.
Okay.
Font E-Not.
All right. So go check out Joe on Facebook, Twitter. Follow him around and go see some of his shows.
See him on Wednesday.
See him on Wednesday at the Reserve.
One more thing, you can also find me on the couch on Thursday.
And on a Greyhound Thursday afternoon, right?
Yep.
So, all right. Joe, we appreciate you calling in. Thanks. Good to talk to you, buddy. I'll see you on Wednesday, and we'll figure out a date to get you in the studio when you're back.
All right, guys. I really appreciate having me on. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
I thought you were going to say, bye, honey.
We don't talk right. to each other like
you don't
that.
Talk to you.
Hell no.
You're not that. Like
no.
That
kissy.
The equivalent of I love you to us is, all right, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Peace. All right. So we're going to wrap up here in a second, guys. I just have a couple things I want to, since it was just, since it's Halloween weekend, I have a couple Halloween-related questions I want to go through with you guys real quickly.
All right.
First of all, favorite scary movie. Favorite scary movie.
You know, mine's Pet Sematary, and you know why?
Oh, that's a good one.
I saw that as a kid, and it scared me to death.
Yeah.
And it's not as scary now, but it is because I still feel that kid feeling when I watch it. Yeah, Pet Sematary, hands down.
Is it because you thought it, you're like, no, that shit's real. I've seen that. I've seen that on the land. Like, that shit happens. Like, I've been to that graveyard.
Yeah. That and Children of the Corn is a close second.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A lot of Stephen King. All right. That's right. Okay.
Okay, I have two. I have 1972, 73's The Exorcist. You know, growing up with that, I was 10. So.
Mm-hmm. That's actually one of my favorite movies of all time.
And The Omen series.
Those good ones.
The Omen. I mean, I just love
that. The stuff that's based in like religion, like that is scary. That stuff scares me.
The Omen.
Yeah.
So Pet Sematary and The Exorcist.
Especially when you know she crawls up the stairs backwards with her hand.
Oh yeah. Oh, that just gave me chills. Yeah.
And you can't hold it. Just gotta let it go.
Yeah.
That movie. I watched that movie when I was far too young, probably like 6 or 7 years old, and it just stuck with me. Mm-hmm. And
it's classic.
Right. I love it though. There's something very, very, like there's a scene in the beginning of The Exorcist when the priest is in the desert and he's standing there and he's looking at that statue, of the old, deity. And then there's like the dogs fighting in the background and there's that noise. And then there's that scene of them just looking at each other and there's something so fucking ominous and creepy about it. You're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is about to get real.
Yeah.
All right. Second question. Freddy versus Jason. Who do you pick? Who's your go-to? Freddy or Jason? Who's better?
I think I'm going to go with Jason because Freddy can be, he's scary but kind of comical in a way.
Sure.
Ain't nothing funny about Jason. Like that. And
business.
I watched that movie when I shouldn't have been watching it either with my aunts and uncles. I was really little and it was really scary.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, he's all business.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing funny about when you get your shit slashed. I don't need the letter.
Yep.
All right. Favorite Halloween costume you've ever done?
Well, I dressed up as a boxer 1 year. It's only my favorite because of the story behind it, because I literally was, you know, I hosted a Halloween party, and so I was playing the part, like jumping around, kind of pretending to box everybody, and I chipped my own tooth. It's still there. I chipped my front tooth up myself. Yeah, so that's kind of my most memorable
You're
one.
You're a deadly, deadly boxer.
That's right. I'm bad.
Jazzy?
The same one I've been wearing for over 15 years.
Yeah.
I had it on last night, and it's
for no reason.
I was just at home drinking Chardonnay.
No, because it fits in ish, and it's not scary or anything. Mm-hmm. But I actually picked this up in St. Petersburg, Russia, when I was there. Okay. And I have a Lieutenant General's jacket, authentic jacket, mm-hmm. and I have a hat. And I go as Stoli Kahlua.
Stoli Kahlua?
Yeah. And any bartender knows what a Stoli Kahlua is, a black Russian.
Oh, my God.
All right. There you go. Very nice.
But bump.
Very, very nice. I like it.
I get it.
But I had it on. But people knocking out might love it. I love it because it's a really nice. Yeah, it's got the
like
red.
Legit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Very cool.
Most offensive costume you've ever worn or seen in real life?
I think mine's pretty obvious, but like the stupid Indian costumes okay. that I see people wear that look so ridiculous. And then, little kids don't know any better, but you know, even adults are running around going, ooh, and I'm like, it's so stupid. So stupid. Yeah.
All right.
A vagina that drips.
What?
Wait.
Whoa.
It's got dripping coming out of the vagina.
Like you did this?
No, not me. I've seen it.
Oh, that is awful. Who would do that?
People.
How did that happen? Like, what did it describe? I mean,
it's.
Are they like? Is
I mean, I understand a vagina.
Are they going as chlamydia or like what right. is it? Ew.
You know, when people trying to be funny and stuff, yeah. you got one going as a dick.
Yeah.
You know, and it's squirting, and then the other one going as a vagina, and it's just.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, you can be as funny or scary or whatever you want for Halloween. It doesn't hold any.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
But yeah, that's. Yeah.
You must have been traumatized because you're like holding yourself right now. You're like crossing your arms and rocking.
Because you could just only imagine.
Yeah. Oh.
Scary day.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. I didn't expect him to say that.
Because you know I'm clean. I'm not a comedian.
No. Oh, Lord.
All right.
Why did you have to ask that?
I just see.
But it's funny, you know, real quick, if you just look up at your poster, I thought it said, the straightest superhero of all.
The straightest?
This is the strangest.
I feel like that's protesting too much. Yeah, I'm the straightest. Why? What do you mean? It's right there.
That's why he's called X-Men.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that I think that'll probably about do it for us tonight. You guys got anything else? Where can we find you? Facebook, Twitter. Let everyone know.
Well, I'm on Facebook, Jamie Boyd, but I have a comedian, Jamie Boyd. I post wherever I'm going to be at, and then on Facebook also go to Empire Northwest Entertainment, and it has a. Not only stuff that I'm in, but other stuff that we're doing, too.
Perfect. And Jazzy?
And The Reserve. You can find us at Facebook, The Reserve, the events. It's 120 North Wall. If you just put in Reserve, there's going to be 10 Reserves, a senior citizen home, a restaurant, a prison. No, it's The Reserve, 120 North Wall, downtown Spokane.
Right downtown.
Yeah, and stop by. You'll love it. It's an Art Deco building, and a lot of people don't know that when you walk in, it's Art Deco chandeliers. It's very classic, and we have amazing food there. I'm gonna treat you to a nice dinner.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely, I'll be there Wednesday night.
Cool.
So I'll be there Wednesday night. I will come check it out. I'll be at the show.
We don't have any Groupons for
the Groupons for the show. The all right, I got $5, I guess. So all right, well, check out the show, and also don't forget the show for the veterans on the 11th at the Reserve.
Yes, please
also,
come
guys.
By and support our veterans.
Yeah, and again, guys, as a reminder, check out all the shows on pantspending.com. I'm doing an episode of The Nerd again, so check that out. That'll be out later. Oh, I guess they're mid-November. So I'll be doing that with Stephen Bateman and Andrew Dresden on Pants Pending. And the Drinking Debate, November 20th at the Spokane Comedy Club. Again, myself and Nick Cavassia hosting there. And check out the Drink and Debate podcast. We'll be talking all the comedians every week. New episodes every Tuesday. Getting a compacted ass load of us over here. So, all right, guys. Well, for the social hour, I am Deason. For Jamie and Jazzy, thanks for coming down, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to women voters, amputee veterans, Dick's Hamburger, Iceland, the New York Giants, Freddy Krueger, Monica, and coat hanger Cody. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
I've never had a dick.